Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's a victory Monday for the Hoos. The UVA Cavaliers keep their college football playoff hopes alive as we head out to University Drive here on AWOD Radio.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
When we bring in Hokie Steve, who's sitting in the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hot seat, I open the show by saying I'm sure Hokie Steve's going to enjoy talking UVA football.
I'll talk about it. I mean, you know, again, hats off to the Hoos. They went on the road, they went out west, and they found a way to win. I'm just, you know, they're 5-0 in the ACC. Solid, you know, right now they're the first, they're number one seed in the league. They're 8-1. They've got Wake this week. Obviously, I mean, that's a winnable game for them. To me, it comes down to two weeks from now when they go down to Duke. That's a huge game, not only for UVA, but for Duke.
Yeah.
Because now you're looking at Virginia's 5-0, Georgia Tech's 5-1, Pitt's 5-1, Louisville 4-1, SMU 4-1, and Duke 4-1. So it is a cluster of ACC teams, and you know there's only two that can go to Charlotte.
Yep, and it feels like it will be one of those one-loss teams against Virginia, if they can keep playing well. The big upsets were NC State outlasting Georgia Tech in a thriller.
Did not see that one coming.
And then SMU shocking Miami with a late field goal and then a win in overtime. So let's start here. We'll go back to the ACC, but talk big picture nationally
let's talk
football here. Who are the 12 teams into the college football playoffs?
All right. As of today, again, it's subject to change. Certainly it's going to change every week, but I still have the SEC. As last week, I've got them with five teams in.
Name it:
Alabama, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Georgia, and as of today, your Texas Longhorns sneak in there with their win over Vanderbilt Saturday. The Longhorns sneak in there. Now, 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from last Saturday, they have to go to Athens, Georgia, and play the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
that's a huge, huge game. But Texas is kind of on a roll right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does feel like the SEC is going to get at least four teams in and maybe a fifth team here. I just wonder, like, is somebody like Ole Miss going to fumble here at the end of the season and miss out? I mean, they have very easy schedule.
Yeah.
But teams have dropped to Florida recently and kind of ruined their season.
Well, Texas lost to Florida a couple weeks ago.
Right. And then you look at Georgia and – well, now I think that game against Georgia Tech is even bigger because Georgia Tech wants to get another win to put themselves back into the picture.
Yeah, Georgia, now that became, you know, with Georgia Tech being undefeated, now that became that game at UGA. Well, actually,
that's an elimination game, right?
It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Georgia Tech's home game. They moved it.
Because Georgia losing that, I think they're out. And Georgia Tech now needs to win it. I think it's an elimination game.
Maybe. I think it's definitely an elimination game for Georgia Tech. I'm not as convinced. If Georgia runs a table, which includes a win over Texas in 2 weeks, if they lose to Georgia Tech, then they're 10-2. And maybe on the outside looking in at the SEC championship game at that point, because then you say, you know, does, you know, then it's an A&M Alabama game, or maybe if A&M stumbles down the stretch, could it be Ole Miss sneaking there?
Well, that's my next question: is A&M a lock, or could they stumble here and get knocked out with games at Mizzou and then at Texas to close out the season?
Yeah, they could definitely stumble if they lose both of those games. If they, you know, again, the SEC, if you take a look at,
so you wouldn't reward the others, you would penalize Texas A&M if they lose those two games. You think they're done? Even though the work they've done, the big win over Notre Dame, the big win over LSU.
That's a huge, you know, right now that's a huge win. That's a huge win for Texas A&M beating Notre Dame back, what, almost 6-7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I still think the SEC right today, even if Texas loses in 2 weeks to UGA, in that scenario, I think it goes back to four. But I think they're solid. I think they're solid with four. And I'm still not convinced they're not going to find a way to get a fifth team in there.
All right, let's get to the Big Ten.
I still got Ohio State. I think they'll be the number one overall seed tomorrow night when the CFP rankings come out. And let's, you know, again, what does Indiana do? They just go on the road and, you know, let Maryland snicker, you know, hang in there for a few minutes, and then they just destroy them.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about Virginia. I think Virginia is a really solid football team. I think Elliott's done a great job. They're just not winning impressively. They go on the road. And, you know,
but they're the last team standing right now in the ACC.
Oh, I know. And again, I'm just saying, I think that, you know, if they get to Charlotte and get a chance to play Georgia Tech, and that's in a neutral site game, I like the Yellow Jackets in that one.
Do you think UVA would need to win that game, though?
I do. I think where ACC is down to one a bid league right now.
Oof. I think that's how they get two in. Is if Virginia wins out but loses. Because I'm not living in a world in which you're punishing a team for playing in an ACC championship game and Notre Dame doesn't want to be in the conference. And yet they're going to be in? It's just not fair.
The way, again, the magic word, fair, right?
Yeah.
I don't see a 10-2 Notre Dame team with a one point loss to Texas A&M, and then a 3-point loss in the first game of the season against the Canes. I just don't see them leaving the Notre Dame. I don't see them leaving Notre Dame out in that scenario.
Has Oregon done enough to be a college football playoff team?
I don't think so, but as of right now, I have the Ducks in as the third Big Ten team.
I think they need to win out.
And they've got.
I think if they stumble here, you could see a world in which the Big Ten only gets Indiana and Ohio State in.
I think Oregon has got a tough game Saturday at Iowa. I don't think that's going to be an easy game for them. Iowa plays great defense. They're actually scoring some points this year. You know, they're not winning. I think they won a couple weeks ago. They put 41 on the board. That's a tough game for them. Iowa could be looking, if they lose that game, they could be in trouble.
All right, so let's go back to your list here. So you have five SEC teams. With the Big Ten, you're going with Indiana and Ohio State.
And Oregon.
Okay.
ACC, right now, I've got the ACC, the winner of the ACC championship game, as the representative from the ACC.
So will we say UVA for now?
Yeah, fine. They're the lone undefeated team in the league, so let's go with
the Hoos.
So that's
nine teams right now.
That's nine teams, and then I've got
Big 12.
I've got one from the Big 12, and this is a huge weekend for the Big 12.
Oh, yeah.
Because BYU goes to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. The winner of that is in. I've got, at this point, with Miami losing last week and falling out of the top 10 and Notre Dame in the top 10, I've got the Irish in. And then my group of five team right now is Memphis, but that's subject to change too.
Yeah, I mean, certainly subject to change there. It just feels like the Americans been beating each other up.
Right. You've got –
There's a chance that no team from the American gets in.
Well, they've got – well, there will be a group of five team in –
But it doesn't have to be the American.
It does not have to be the American.
Could be. Now, I was looking. The Mountain West has got two teams, right, that are decent.
You've got UNLV. You've got UNLV.
I think SDSU, too.
It's a possibility.
Yep.
You're right, though. The AAC is beating each other up. In fact, Memphis hosts Tulane, who was looking, you know, decently until last Friday, Thursday, when they went out to UTSA and got blown out.
Yeah.
And then Navy lost to North Texas on Saturday.
Right, right.
So
that ends Navy's chances.
Yeah. And then, if North Texas right now is 8-1. They've got at UAB, at Rice, and then they host Temple to end the regular season.
If Notre Dame misses out because they stumble at the end of the season, Would you put another SEC team in? Is that like who's the team outside waiting if Notre Dame falls?
The loser of Saturday's Texas Tech BYU game.
Oh, so you would put a second Big 12 team in before a sixth SEC?
Yeah.
What about a fourth Big 10 team? Would you consider Michigan?
Because like possibly,
if Michigan beats Ohio State, there's going to be talk about them being in 1,000%.
But if you know, so Texas Tech is 8-1, BYU is 8-0 right now. All right,
yeah.
So who the loser of that game? Let's just say BYU wins. All right, and then they run the table. They go to the Big 12 championship game, and they host a 2-loss Texas Tech team, and then the Red Raiders beat them in the championship game. I see a scenario where both of those teams get in at that point.
I see what you're saying. I just think the more likely scenario is the Big Ten getting a fourth team.
Yeah, and that very well could happen, depending on what Michigan does.
And Michigan, USC, and maybe Iowa, right, are the three teams that still have a chance.
Again, I'm not going to be shocked if Iowa doesn't beat Oregon this weekend. I just don't think, you know, Iowa's going to be one of those teams. I think possibly Michigan. But right now with Texas Tech 8-1 and BYU 8-0, I think they would benefit from the ACC not getting that second team in, and or if the fifth team from the SEC doesn't get in.
Yeah, and then the other team is the Trojans, and they survived. That was a thriller against Nebraska.
Right.
They survived, and they keep their season alive. And, yeah, I mean, they've got everything in front of them. If they beat Oregon at Oregon, they're a CFP team.
Yeah.
So
we got 4 weeks left of college football. We got a lot of college football left, and then we've got the championship games on the first weekend of December.
Absolutely, let's get into the Hokies and the ACC with Hokie Steve coming up next on The Fan.
Black Friday, more like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. 804 broadcast game of the week can be heard here on 910 The Fan, your home for the Hokies and the Hoos and the Commanders in the NFL. Hokie Steve joining us for another segment, and it is Virginia at the top of the ACC by themselves, alone 5-0 in conference play and 8-1 overall. Their only loss to an ACC opponent.
Which didn't count as a conference game.
Yeah. So, how do things look for Virginia to make the college football playoffs right now in your mind?
You know, I think – if they win out, obviously they're in. They'll at that point they'll be 11-1 in the regular season. They'll beat Wake Forest this weekend. They will have won at Duke next weekend. Then they got the off week. Then they got the Hokies the Saturday after Thanksgiving. They would be 11. Then they would be 12-1. Obviously they're in. I just think the ACC is in trouble to get that second team in. So I think Virginia's got to run the table, and or Georgia Tech. Has got to run the table as well. So and Louisville now sitting at 7-1.
Yeah.
So if they run the table, win the ACC championship game, I think that an ACC team with two losses is going to have a problem getting in.
Yeah, I think that if Virginia makes the Charlotte ACC championship game, they're in. If Louisville makes that and wins it, that's how the ACC would get two teams in. I think they could certainly benefit from Notre Dame dropping a game. That would help the conference as well. But, I mean, you look at what you've seen in the ACC so far this season. Just always chaos with this conference.
I wanted to find our – when we were down in Charlotte, we went on, I guess it was that last day, and we made our picks.
We were both big on Louisville.
We were both big on Louisville.
So we're correct there.
I was big on Miami, obviously wrong again. I think the Canes are going to lose one more in these next four games, so they'll end up 9-3.
I was wrong about Clemson. Yeah.
Clemson, this is crazy, but Clemson has won one game at home this year, and that's to Troy.
Yeah.
They have lost three ACC games and the LSU game.
The one team that we haven't talked about that I was excited for is Pittsburgh. We were impressed with Pat Narduzzi, the head coach. They still have a lot to play for. They've got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. I think we might be sleeping on Pitt's ability to finish strong here.
And two of those three games are up at Acrisure Stadium, right?
Yeah.
They got Notre Dame in 2 weeks at home. Then they go to Georgia Tech, which is a huge ACC game for both teams. And then they host Miami to end the regular season.
Is that maybe a pathway to a second ACC team getting in? Because if they beat Notre Dame, that would be a freaking statement win for them.
If they beat Notre Dame, obviously beating Georgia Tech, beating Miami, getting to Charlotte, and then winning it, they're getting in.
You got to be at Charlotte and you got to win at Charlotte.
I think today that's the way I'm seeing it.
But just don't you hate that that's the world we're living in? Like that you're going to blame a team for getting to the championship game?
Explain the playoff then, you know? So that's where we are.
Or deny the SEC one team.
Well, again, it just means more. we talk about that every week, but I've seen a 13-0 Florida State team, a champion of the ACC undefeated, not getting a 14 playoff.
Yeah, but that was fluky. That was because they lost their quarterback. You and I know that. If Jordan Travis was healthy,
that's even a worst case scenario.
Because that feels like corruption.
That's even a worst case scenario. So if I just somehow as of today, again, we got a lot of football left. I can see five SEC teams going, which means ACC gets one.
All right, we're here with Hokie Steve, and I got to tell you how many people have reached out to me to ask if James Franklin is going to be hired as the next head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. I am for it. I think it's probably the best hire they can make.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, if you had told me at the beginning of the season that if you had told me when Brent Pry got fired that we would have a shot to possibly get James Franklin in Blacksburg, I would have said you're high as a kite.
Yeah,
but
you would have quit the whole season.
But I would have said, yeah, shut it down, which kind of, week in and week out, they kind of work on that, especially, the Saturday at halftime. That is the best hire that Virginia Tech can make from a wow factor, home run hire, a guy that obviously knows the DMV like the back of his hand, has come in here and gotten every player. Every time the Hokies have gone up against James Franklin, they have lost a recruiting battle over the last 5 to 7 years.
How much do you think that is the reason for Virginia Tech's struggles? The fact that the Norfolk, D.C., Maryland kids are
Richmond,
going elsewhere.
I mean, you can throw Richmond in there, too. I mean, we've lost some kids as well. Tyler Warren is a perfect example who committed to Virginia Tech and then changed his mind. So that's my point. The guys that he's come in here and gotten out of this Commonwealth to take back up to state college, they would have looked really good in maroon and orange, trust me.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
Yeah, that's why I think he's the guy. Is you look at the success he had at Penn State with so many guys from the DMV, and that's what Virginia Tech has lacked.
And that's been the lifeblood of Virginia Tech football. Obviously, the state, D.C., and Maryland, And we've gotten a fair amount of kids out of Pennsylvania as well. So, yeah, I mean, to me, I don't think it's going to happen today. A lot of people, there's a lot of rumors on the message boards thinking, you know, it could happen this week. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Why not? Because he's asking for too much money?
No, because I think Jimmy Sexton, his agent, is telling him to sit tight.
Yeah.
And let's see what else is available. And I think that's why he's, you know, I think if he was really, really serious about it, and I think there's some serious interest, not obviously from the Hokies, but I think there's some serious interest from him. I just think his agent's going to tell him to sit tight and let's see how this thing plays out.
Yeah, and for all of the James Franklin haters out there that say he can't he can't win the big game, I think Virginia Tech fans would just like to play in the big game.
I think we would love to go 9-3 and 10-2 and see how it plays out from there. So, yeah. You know.
Steve, thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
Ravens have turned the season around. I wanted the Commanders to do the same thing.
I know. Ravens have turned the season around. Now, all of a sudden, they've got a really tough game Sunday at Minnesota, which I thought maybe was not an easy win, but a winnable game. It's still a winnable game. But then they've got Cleveland and the Jets. So this is a huge game for the Ravens on Sunday. Yeah. The defense is playing a heck of a lot better in that. Again, I was talking 4 or 5 weeks ago about firing Zach Orr. I still don't know if Zach Orr is the right guy for the Ravens, but certainly the defense getting back Roquan Smith, getting back Kyle Hamilton, that's been a huge difference. And they played Ravens defense. They played Ravens football last Thursday night.
Yeah, Roquan Smith's a cyborg. The Commanders could use a guy like that. Cardinals, Cowboys, your Monday night football game. We'll preview it next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we are broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. It's Burger Night, back like it never left, back and better than before. That is Burger Night, 3 p.m. to midnight here at Capital Ale House. I'm in Innsbruck. You can come to Midlothian or downtown for Burger Night. $3.95 for bacon and beer cheese, or just get a regular cheeseburger for $2.95 here. Burger Nights at Capital Ale House. Stubb is running the ones and twos today. And Stubb, I got to tell you, the bartender here at Capital Ale House just came up to me and he said, "I'm sorry for your loss. That Jaden injury sucked, man." And he's not a Commanders fan, but he's just telling me about how his group chat was going crazy about that last night. I mean, it sucked the life out of me. And we all know Jaden should not have been out there. Like, yeah. There's no reason for him to have been out there in that play. And that's what's so frustrating about this, because a lot of people think that's a fireable offense. And I'm over here trying to defend Dan Quinn in a year in which he's 3-6 and the defensive-minded coach can't get a stop on defense. And don't let me even get started about the offense here and their mistakes and their penalties. Now, the offensive line just can't protect Jaden. And that's why he should not have been out there. Not because the score, not because the defense couldn't get a stop, because the offensive line had not protected him all game long. He had already taken 4 sacks on the game. They cannot protect him. And so we sit here today on a misery Monday, and it just feels like last year was a flash in the pan, and that I don't know when we will ever see this team get back to those heights, and we might have peaked year one under Dan Quinn like we peaked year one under Ron Rivera. It's concerning. And I'm calling for Joe Witt Jr. to be fired and Dan Quinn to take over play-calling duties and to show me something on the defensive end. Because you can talk at length about how we don't have the talent on defense, but there are teams around the NFL that deal with injuries, that don't have that much talent on defense, but they scheme up ways to get stops. We haven't been able to do that once. And I'm asking for Joe Witt Jr. to come down from the booth. I've asked for that for 3 weeks now. It's not making a difference. They're not doing anything about it. Then make a change and fire him and let Dan Quinn take all the pride of the defensive side of the ball and let him figure something out. Because if the defense finishes off the season the way they have been playing for the first half of the season, it's going to be hard to convince me that Dan Quinn is still the right guy for the job, and that when Cliff Kingsbury leaves, we're going to let him hire the new OC. Like, I thought we were building something here. This is a setback. It's a huge step back. And it feels like we took one step forward and now we're taking 3 steps back this season. But if we can't keep our quarterback healthy, we can't win games. He's everything for this franchise. Then the roster needs to be improved, and so that we don't need him to be Superman. But keeping him healthy is the most important thing, and that was the most important thing for this offseason. And I think a lot can be said about Adam Peters. I think he swung big, and it kind of seems like he missed. I thought that his approach was smart, right? The way they went and traded for Debo. All right, we're going to get Jaden Daniels a weapon that's better than any of the number twos he had last year. And we're going to go get him a left tackle that's better than Brandon Coleman. Because last year, Brandon Coleman started every single game, right, after week two, and was a competent left tackle. But they identified that as a position that they could improve in. And same with running back. They identified that as something they could improve in. But it feels like we've taken a step back at running back. We've taken a step back at the offensive line. And the offense as a whole has struggled mightily. Let's go around the NFL. Tired of talking to the Commanders. We've got a Monday night game to preview here on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
I mean, Caleb Williams and the Bears are just such winners of the week for that comeback win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, they blew that game, but you got to give Caleb Williams credit for that final drive. He slung it in there to his tight end, who broke a tackle and went all the way to the house. Big shout-out to the Minnesota Vikings and the job that they did and their win over the Lions, 27-24. Big blocked field goal to go win that one. Shout-out to the Panthers, who shocked the Packers at Lambeau. Yeah, I mean, there were a ton of upsets this weekend. We almost got one in the Falcons-Patriots game. We almost got one in the Chargers-Titans game as well. But I think the big winner of the week, you have to give it to the Pittsburgh Steelers and the way they brought the Colts back down to earth here. The best offense in football, threw the ball 50 times. Why? Because Jonathan Taylor couldn't get more than 2 yards a carry. The Steelers defense stepped up in a big way. Daniel Jones, 3 interceptions. They had 6 takeaways in the game. That is the defense the Steelers fans have been hoping for. That defense led them to a victory in a game in which I thought the offense and Rodgers really did struggle. They only ran the ball for 38 times on 23 carries, and yet they win in this one and had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter because of how great their defense was. They were one of the biggest winners of the week. As we look around the National Football League here, and it does feel like a lot of the playoff standings and seedings kind of flipped there with some of those big outcomes that we had this weekend. But I'll tell you right now, if you are a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, you certainly have to be worried about them not winning their division and now possibly even missing out on the postseason. With how good the Patriots are, and now the Bills have the wild card advantage over Kansas City, you could absolutely be looking at a scenario in which the Chiefs are battling with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Denver, LA, Buffalo, and New England. Like 6 teams battling for those 3 spots there in the wild card of the AFC, and that doesn't also consider the Jaguars. And all right, well, the Jaguars are 5-3. That's not great, but they have an individual win over the Chiefs. They have the head-to-head win over the Chiefs. I mean, it's crazy how this league is so week in and week out, and the Chiefs have that awesome win against Washington, but they just, again, like struggle on both sides of the ball there in that Bills game. And the Buffalo Bills they made the clutch plays to win that one. And, you know, you thought maybe Kansas City would march down the field and make a comeback happen. But Mahomes with a key interception there, and Buffalo gets the win to move to 6-2. And so, I mean, you look at the AFC and with the Chiefs loss, you have to be talking about Mike Vrabel's New England Patriots here as not just a team that is a playoff team now, but possibly a team that will have home field advantage. And they didn't even look great in their win over the Falcons, but they keep finding ways to win games. So the 3 teams at the top of the AFC are Colts, Patriots, Broncos. Not Baltimore, not Buffalo, not Kansas City. In the NFC, there's 3 teams clearly at the top. You have to put Seattle in that conversation, Tampa Bay, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Green Bay suffered a loss, and it felt like they fell way back down here at 5-2-1. I still think they're a playoff team. But you look at The Rams, the 49ers, and the Lions now as the teams competing for the wild card spots. I do like all those teams over Chicago and Carolina. Maybe Minnesota turns around. Dallas could use a victory tonight. But in terms of the NFC, it's starting to feel like we have a picture of the top seven teams, and then there's a big drop-off for the rest. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's been a misery Monday, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. The return of Burger Night, back like it never left. Tonight, Burger Night, 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. And it's been a miserable Commanders season, and that was one of the most depressing ends of a game I've seen in a long time. I could not go to sleep. I didn't even want to rewatch the play because it was such a gruesome injury. You know, we're kind of hearing good news that he avoided, breaking his arm and tearing out the ligaments, but it just looks so bad. Thank goodness it was not on his throwing arm, because that would have crushed me even more. Here on a Misery Monday, we're going to try to talk about some of the positives that was an incredible sports weekend that included a Game 7 in the Fall Classic. World Series champions back-to-back, the Dodgers in Major League Baseball. We close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night and recapping the best sporting events from the weekend here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Game Day. Miguel Rojas at the plate for the Dodgers in the ninth inning. And you could tell the Blue Jays pitcher was desperate to have nobody on base when Ohtani stepped up to the plate for the next at bat. And that the worst thing Ohtani could have done was tied the game. Well, the worst thing you could have done as the pitcher in that moment was throw a meatball down the middle to Miguel Rojas with a 3-2 count at the top of the ninth. Let's take a listen to the call on the Fan.
Payoff. Drilled to left field and deep. And gone! No!
Miguel Rojas!
I mean, it was just such a moment. Such a moment, such a great series, and such an epic Game 7. And, you know, a typical of this series that has gone the distance here, that game needed extras. Bottom of the ninth, Toronto had every opportunity. And again, in extras, they had every opportunity. I mean, it was just fantastic. I mean, that's exactly what you wanted to watch. I was obsessed with that extra inning game right there. I mean, it was just so cool to see that. It felt like the game was on the line every single pitch, and the Dodgers just made big play after big play, including this one. Rojas with the home run, and then Rojas gets it to the catcher just in time. Let's take a listen to the call.
Fly ball to left field. Hernandez on the run with Páez over his head. Páez runs him over, makes the catch, sends Game 7 to the 10th.
Unfreaking believable, a catch right there, and the Dodgers would get the win 5-4 in 11 innings. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Let's get to some of the best college football games of the weekend. And I mean, that was just, it was incredible sports all over the place this weekend. This was the sports equinox. I mean, you don't always get that, but that was pretty cool. You got Game 7 in Major League Baseball. We had hockey action. We had the NBA. You have college basketball today all day long, and some incredible college football games. Let's start with UVA here, and they got a big win to keep their season alive, and they're absolutely in a sweat here to make it to the college football playoffs. It was Cam Robinson with a pick six. Let's take a listen to the call on The Fan.
Turnover on downs. So Cal, no timeouts. A low snap starts the drive. Ball over the middle, and the game is over. Virginia with a takeaway. Not satisfied just to get the pick, but instead to get the pick six. And Cam Robinson takes it to the end zone.
SMU with one of the biggest upsets of the weekend. They knock off Miami in overtime. It was TJ Harden into the end zone to get a game winner for SMU. The Mustangs in OT against Miami. Here's the call.
SMU on the verge of history. Harden, trick or treat, Dallas. SMU wins.
So it's just an awesome sports weekend. Like I said, there were just unbelievable moments in every single sport, including the NFL, which had a really good Sunday slate. It just felt like every game went down to the wire. I mean, that Jaguars-Raiders game was very exciting. Broncos-Texans, Steelers-Colts went down to the wire, Patriots-Falcons. So an incredible sports weekend, and we get ready for VCU basketball tonight. It is college basketball all day long here around the country. The Bonnies, I believe, began their season at like 8 a.m. And so it's always cool today to be the first day to start the college basketball season, and everybody is trying to take advantage of that you are allowed to play today. So the Field of 68 is doing an opening day marathon, and that has seen Winthrop defeat Queens University 81-74. St. Bonaventure over Bradley in a thriller, 69-63. Lamar over Texas A&M San Antonio, and East Texas A&M over Arlington Baptist. So there's games that have already been played today, and that action will continue right now. You've got Murray State against Omaha on the Field of 68 opening day marathon that is being played for basically a full 24 hours. Here in Richmond, we've got Wagner coming in to face off against the VCU Rams, and this is a revenge game. The Rams are 0-3 all-time against Wagner, and this will start the Phil Martelli Jr. era at the Stew. At the Stuart C. Siegel Center tonight for a 7 p.m. tip-off. 6:15 is when the Good Feet Store pregame show begins right here on 910 The Fan. I'll be on the call from the Commonwealth Room before we hand it off to Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Stub for running the ones and twos. We'll be back tomorrow in studio, and we'll get an update from Dan Quinn. later today. You'll hear that right here on Richmond's Home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan, during Grant and Danny. And once again, I do think we've heard that Jaden Daniels did avoid the worst in that injury, even though it looked awful. But I don't think he should play again this season. And it's not that the season's over. It's because we cannot protect him. Every time he's gotten injured, it's because the offensive line cannot protect him. He had to dodge a guy in the backfield once again on the play that he got hurt. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye coming up next here on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.